It is time again for Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council, your beef checkoff dollars, and the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Don't forget, dairy folks, you're involved in this too, because we know after that gal's done producing milk, she is going to end up as part of the beef industry. So again, listen close. We've got some updates for you. In studio with us today is Aaron Crooks. Now, Aaron's a part of the beef industry. He's down in Lancaster at the research station there, and he's also been a board member for the Wisconsin Beef Council. He most recently was down in New Orleans. I know, tough gig, especially on a day like this, with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association convention. And one thing I don't know that a lot of beef producers that never experienced it, Aaron, realize, there is a lot going on at the Cattlemen's Beef Convention. It is not just about the trade show. You were busy running basically from one room to the next, weren't you?
Yep, I was a representative for the Wisconsin Beef Council in the federation of all the state beef councils. So I was on a committee, innovation committee, for deciding how we spend the checkoff dollars, as well as other regional meetings and others. So it definitely filled the week up while we were there.
Now let's talk a little bit about that state federation council, because I know that we've had Chuck from Equity that has sat on that position. It's basically making sure we've got a voice. Tell me a little bit about the makeup around the room. It's not just a few folks.
Nope. Every state has a representative, and some larger states will have more than just one. But so Wisconsin, we always have a voice at the national meetings and take part in how the checkoff dollars are decided, as well as regional meetings to help elect a regional officer to represent our particular area and state on the national level for the leadership.
What do you think, what resonated with you, Aaron? You've been in this routine for a little bit now. What resonated with you as far as 2019 campaigns, or maybe they recapped what they learned in 2018? What did you pick up in the state federation meeting?
Sure. With the meetings that we were in, kind of reviews, got an update of all the 2018 activities of Rethink the Ranch and this new app they have called Chuck to help give you advice on how to cook your meat, what kind of cuts to have, a lot of the stuff of what they're doing. Plus, we're already starting planning for the next year in 2020 of what activities they want to see come forward, and kind of set our objectives and goals, and all the contractors that do the work for us, they'll take those goals and start coming up with their ideas for activities of what they want to do.
So tell me what the beef producers here in Wisconsin should be aware of that happening with their checkoff dollars, campaigns they might otherwise miss. What else did you learn down there, Aaron?
Sure. Keeping up with all the technology and safety and exports, we realize that the export is a huge factor in the price of cattle and all the markets that we have on the ag side. So making sure that's keeping all those markets open and developing new cuts of product and other technologies, as well as focusing, connecting with the consumer, not on how good beef is and how safe it is, but also the welfare and how we care for our animals and the sustainability of the industry, and all that kind of thing, to make sure that beef stays prominent and comfortable with the consumer, that they can trust it.
How are they doing that, Aaron? How are they interacting with consumers to make sure that they're getting that sustainability story, the animal welfare story? What kinds of things are the checkoff dollars doing to kind of help consumers understand the on-the-farm day-to-day responsibilities?
Sure. There's a big focus on sustainability and how we're improving with our resources and what we're using to produce beef, as well as getting into developing new products and new ways to be convenient and appealing to the consumer. One example of that is a product called Beef She, that's a processed beef that they're using as a substitute for sushi. So instead of a raw fish product, it's a cooked beef product, a little easier to handle and safer to handle, but still can be prepared and ate in the same way.
Is that here in the United States, or is that other markets outside the United States are trying it?
Trying in the U.S., focusing in the U.S., but probably not necessarily in Madison or rural Wisconsin, but some of the bigger urban populations where might be a little more trendy or interest in that.
Excellent. That's one I would not have expected. Let's talk a little bit about Wisconsin's presence when it comes to the National Beef Checkoff. As you said, you're one of the board members that's there. You're not the only one from Wisconsin that's attending these meetings and trying to make their way around to get everything gathered up information-wise.
Sure. So I represented the Wisconsin Beef Council on one section of it. On another section, there's producers that are elected from each state for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. So they directly sit on the national board, and it's a combination of those members that sit on each of the committees that make the decisions to decide how the checkoff dollars are spent. Other producers from Wisconsin, there's Bob Mitchell from Crawford County in southwest Wisconsin, a cow-calf producer that sits on another committee, I believe safety committee, as well as he's on the operating committee. So he's actually in a leadership position to help determine budgets and things like that, as well as we have Keith York, a dairy producer from southeast Wisconsin, Lloyd DeRuyter, another beef cow-calf producer from the east side of the state, and a new member, Terry Quam, from the Madison area at Lodi. He'll be going on and starting next year.
Excellent. So those folks are part of the reason why Wisconsin's got such a good reputation when it comes to beef and how we're using your checkoff dollars. So what's the takeaway that you have, Aaron, from being a part of this national meeting, now bringing home back to Wisconsin producers where their money's going, programs that it's been invested in? What did you learn, or what are you bringing back home to tell them?
Well, it's definitely not industry, it's not business, it's not administrators that are telling us how to use our checkoff dollars and what to do on a national level. It's producers. I sat on the committee that I was on, and there was producers from all across the country, from one end to the other. Some were cow calf, some were feedlot, some were dairy producers. There's even an importer or two of beef into the U.S. To be fair to them, that they pay the checkoff and they're part of the industry too. We all sit down and shoulder to shoulder at the tables and decide where our priorities should be, what we can do for the best interest of beef and all these different areas, whether it's new technology or safety or consumer trust, sustainability, whatever it is. We're all working together trying to make the beef industry better and the beef product more in demand.
Was there consensus on most of those things? Of all those things you just shared with me, Aaron, was there any one or two that everybody was game on at the same time?
Well, there is a lot. I think sustainability and connecting with that consumer, and however we do that, whether it's the products or the story that we tell or environmental impacts and all that stuff, we know that the product is good, but we've got to have the consumer trust us in order to want to buy our product, that we just can't put a good product out there. We have to sell the story too.
Well, and despite the fact that it was New Orleans in February, I still commend you for taking time away from your operation to go do this. You know, it doesn't end there. If you're going to be on the Federation, you got more meetings coming up, hey?
Yep. So this is the beginning, kind of the wrap up of the current year and the past year and beginning for the next year. And then in August, we'll get back together. And that's where we decide on all. So we set our direction this meeting, and the next meeting, we actually decide what projects we move forward with and recommend for funding and all that. So definitely a commitment. It was nice to get down there in the warm and escape some of the cold, but you had to come back home, so you didn't miss it all.
Yeah, that's right. Stay grounded, my friend. That's what Wisconsin weather will do for you. Aaron Crooks in studio with us again. He's from down by Lancaster. You see him at all the cattleman industry coordination meetings, all of the beef meetings, and now you know he is your voice on the national scene, on the Federation side, when it comes to how beef checkoff dollars are being channeled. And of course, here in Wisconsin, we do maybe have a little different angle than some of those folks that are in the West or Southwest. So share with Aaron what your thoughts are as far as the beef checkoff is concerned. Or if you don't understand something, you want to learn more about something, if you can catch him for a couple seconds, he will enlighten you on what he has learned representing Wisconsin. Aaron Crooks in studio with us. And remember, as always, you can find out what's happening with your beef checkoff dollars very easy. Go to beeftips.com or the Wisconsin Beef Council, very active across social media platforms. You can jump on there as well. And that, my friends, is your checkoff chat, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council, your beef checkoff dollars, and the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Go to beeftips.com for more, along with Aaron Crooks from Lancaster. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.